The first charter school in the United States opened 25 years ago this September, and since that time, the idea of charters has taken off. Some proponents say they offer choice to students from struggling public schools. Others worry they repeat the role of private schools in the desegregation era. So who's right? And what can parents do about it?
All right, eighth grade is next.
It's admissions lottery day at the Academy for Classical Education in Macon, ACE for short. Sammy Smith is waiting to see where his daughters land on the waiting list.
They're in Springdale now, which is decent, but we just like the classical education better.
All right, we're in fifth grade.
Actually, Springdale Elementary outperforms ACE academically, but about half of Bibb County's other elementary schools are considered failing by the state. I can't find a parent from one of those schools here today, but I do run into ACE principal and co-founder Laura Perkins. I ask her, how does ACE make extra space for kids from failing schools?
We don't have any control over that.
But aren't charters about choice for students in tough schools?
Right, but the charter rules don't allow you to do any of that.
Actually, that's not true.
I see this as a no-brainer to use.
That's Matt Underwood, executive director of the Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School, or ANCS, in the gentrifying Grant Park neighborhood. He's talking about the Utopian Academy Act, which went into effect in Georgia last year. It allows charter schools to give better numerical odds to disadvantaged students in admissions lotteries. Underwood says it's a tool to fight racial segregation since race often correlates with poverty.
You know, in some small way, our focus on using the flexibility that we have as a charter school is our way of trying to kind of fight against that and also to show the power of having a diverse school.
ANCS gave economically disadvantaged kids four times better odds of getting into kindergarten this year. That more than doubled the number of kindergartners coming from poverty. But weighted lotteries aren't mandatory. In fact, ANCS is so far the only charter school in Georgia to use one. In Macon, almost 40% of school-aged kids live in poverty. At the Academy for Classical Education, or ACE, only 10% live in poverty. Over on the coast in Chatham County, blacks are twice as likely to live in poverty than whites, but the Tybee Island Maritime Academy Charter School is 80% white. In Greene County, up north, blacks are three times as likely to live in poverty, but Lake Oconee Charter is 79% white. Brian Beabout says there is a name for schools like this.
People have called those white flight academies, that they are simply ways for middle class populations to sort of create a publicly financed private school.
Beabout is an educational leadership professor at the University of New Orleans and a board member of the National Coalition of Diverse Charter Schools. He says, of course, not every charter school is a white flight academy, but if the shoe fits...
I think they ought to face some public pressure. Is there public will to move in one direction or the other?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. I think you met Estherine.
About a month after the ACE lottery, I returned to talk about all of this with Laura Perkins. She still bristles at the idea of giving poor kids better odds of getting through the front door.
It's not my job to say you need it more than I need it.
Still, she might consider a weighted lottery.
What do you think?
We'll run it past the governing board and give it a whirl.
And of course, parents could ask for one when the Academy for Classical Education's charter comes up for review in 2 years. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.